Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Remember the story of Mary and how she loved Jesus so much she bought a bottle of perfume and poured it at Jesus' feet? The phrase in this song, "Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store." In other words, we want to pour out our love on Jesus. All of it, the entire treasure, just like Mary did. That way, He can take it and use it for His glory.
Take my life and
Hello, welcome back. We found out last time something really exciting, didn't we? About how the apostles now had some new helpers. And what did they call those new helpers? You're right, deacons. And what were these new helpers? What was their job description? What did they have to do? They were supposed to keep track of the money and help the poor and those who needed it. Isn't that a neat job to have? Today we're going to talk about how the plan worked, what ended up happening. Let's bow our heads and pray that Jesus will be with us. Lord, we want to pray for your Spirit to lead us and guide us today. Give us your wisdom and help us to put aside the distractions and to focus on you. Amen. The Holy Spirit had helped the 12 apostles to make a good plan so that all the poor people in Jerusalem would get the help they needed. What were they doing? What were the 12 apostles doing before this happened? They were trying to do everything, weren't they? They were trying to preach. They were trying to teach. They were trying to keep track of all the money coming in from people who were selling their properties and giving to the poor. And then the poor would come and they needed help. And so then they would give that money out. And it was too much. It was too much for them. How did the plan help the apostles too? Now what happened? You're right. Now they had time. They were the ones that would do the teaching and the preaching and the helping people to learn more about Jesus. And the other 7 men, the deacons, would help to make sure that all of the believers' needs were met, were taken care of, that they were okay. You know, my husband, he's a pastor, and he has things about pastoring that he loves, and he has things about pastoring that he doesn't like. He loves to minister to people. He loves to spend time with people. He loves to do Bible studies with them. He loves to teach them about Jesus. But you know what he doesn't really like to do? He doesn't really like all the office work, all of the paperwork, all of the scheduling, and all of the just all that stuff he doesn't like. But he knows that it's important, and that's why he has leaders in his churches that help him. It allows him to be able to do the things that he's really good at and the things that he enjoys, and then they're able to do the things that they're good at and that they enjoy. After the 7 deacons were chosen, the apostles had a dedication service. Have you ever been to a dedication service? Sometimes we dedicate small children that we dedicate them to God, and the parents promise and pledge that they will help their children to grow up to love and know God. There are also dedication services where they dedicate pastors to become ordained, and they all kneel around them and put their hands on them, and they pray for God's special spirit. There are dedication services for elders so that they are set apart. They are dedicated to the work of ministering to the church. And they also have dedication services for deacons. And all of that comes right from the Bible, from Acts, because that's what the apostles did. They chose those seven deacons, and then the apostles had a dedication service. The seven deacons probably knelt, and the apostles prayed, and they placed their hands on them. They asked God to bless the deacons and to help them to be good workers for Him. Let's look at Acts chapter 6, verse 6, because it tells us that that's what happened. Acts chapter 6, verse 6. Acts chapter 6, and then once you find chapter 6, then you're going to look for verse 6. If you get to Romans, you've gone way too far. If you're in John, you got to go a little bit further. Acts chapter 6, and then we're going to read verse 6. Let's see what that says.
So they sat before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them.
God did bless them. The Holy Spirit worked even more powerfully than ever before. Even many priests chose to follow Jesus. Wait, the priests? Are you sure? Miss Katie, are you just teasing? I'm not. It's true. Let's look at verse 7. Verse 7 tells us that priests were even joining the church. They were becoming believers. Let's see what Acts chapter 6, verse 7 says.
Then the word of God spread, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith.
Satan had thought that tempting people to be suspicious would end up spoiling the happy, busy church in Jerusalem. But you know what? Instead of spoiling it, even more people, more than ever, became Jesus' disciples. Did you know that there were three things that were important for the deacons to have? What was their qualifications? What did they need to have in order to do a good job at their job? Let's look at verse 3 again, okay? We already read Acts chapter 6, verse 3 last time. Let's read it again and let's see what those three qualifications, the three important things that they needed to have in order to be chosen as a deacon. What were those three things?
Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business.
What does it mean to have a good reputation? Do you know what a reputation is? It means the beliefs or the opinions that people have about another person. So when you think of somebody, you might think, oh, they're so kind. Or, oh, they really help people. Or, wow, they're so honest. Would a person with a good reputation be honest? Yes, I thought of Honest Abe. Have you ever heard of a man named Honest Abe? He was Abraham Lincoln, and he was the 16th president of the United States. Do you know why he got the reputation for being honest? Because when he would run the store, he had a store that he would work at, he would run. When he didn't give somebody the correct change, you know what he would do? Let's say that they bought a plow. They paid $11, and Honest Abe needed to give them 53 cents, but instead he gave them 50 cents, and he forgot to give them the 3 cents. Well, when he realized his mistake, you know what he would do? He would close his store. He would go out, and no matter how far he had to walk, he would go and find them just to give them a few pennies. We're talking pennies. It's not dollars or tens of dollars or hundreds of dollars. For just a few pennies, he would close his shop and go find them to give them the few pennies that he owed them. He had the reputation of being honest because he didn't just do that once. He did it time and time again. People knew that they could trust him. He was honest and dependable. Being full of the Holy Spirit would make a person like Jesus, wouldn't it? And having wisdom is important. What kind of wisdom does the Holy Spirit give us? Do you know? Wisdom is one of those qualifications that a deacon needed. What kind of wisdom does the Holy Spirit give us? We're going to look up James chapter 3, verse 17. James is the book right after Hebrews. So Hebrews and James are in the New Testament. It's towards the back. It's almost to Revelation, not quite. Hebrews, James, and then you have 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation. So we're before 1st Peter. James chapter 3, verse 17. You might need a little bit more time to look up this verse, so if you need to, just pause this recording, and when you're ready, you can press play again. Let's see what James chapter 3, verse 17 says.
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
The Holy Spirit gives us wisdom from above, and it's pure wisdom, isn't it? It's gentle wisdom. It's peaceable. It means that it makes peace. It's willing to yield. It's not just forcing our own opinion or our own ideas. It's full of mercy and good fruits. It doesn't show partiality. That means it doesn't think that one person is better than another just because that's your opinion. And it doesn't have hypocrisy. That's saying one thing and then doing another. Can the Holy Spirit help you to build a good reputation? To help you to learn to be like Jesus? To learn to have his kind of wisdom? Yes, the Holy Spirit can. And let's pray right now that he will help us. Lord, we want to pray for your Holy Spirit, that it will give us peace, that it will give us gentleness, that we will be willing to yield, that we will be pure. Help us to have your perfect wisdom that is from above. We love you, Jesus. Go with us today. Amen. We have our memory verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. Let's sing that together.
1 Corinthians 14:40.
Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.